Have you ever been falsely accused? The Bible says, and they began to accuse him, saying, we have found this man subverting our nation. He opposes payments of taxes to Caesar and claims to be Messiah, a king. Luke chapter 23. False accusations are commonplace for anyone who wants to serve God and bring his kingdom to earth. If we really believe our battle is not against flesh and blood, then we will face persecution of all types. It should be expected. Revelations 12:10 tells us that the accuser will be cast down one day, but in the meantime, he uses his primary tool, false accusations. Revelations 12. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, now have come the salvation, the power, and the kingdom of our God, and the authority of Messiah. For the accuser of our brothers and sisters, who accuses them before our God day and night, has been hurled down. Wow. Although I've been falsely accused many times in my life, there's one time that sticks out in infamy. I was brand new in ministry. Someone complained about me to my pastor, and he chose to bring it to the elders. I remember sitting outside the boardroom waiting for my turn to be interviewed. I felt so hurt and intimidated. Why didn't people confront me directly? Why did they accuse me behind my back? As I prayed under my breath, a scripture came to my mind. Psalm 27:6. He'll make your righteousness reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun. Wow. Have you ever been falsely accused? Has anyone spoken against you at work or even in church? Good. You must be doing something right. The enemy is doing his best to discourage you. But please don't lose heart. God is about to make your righteousness shine and bring forth true justice for you. What the enemy means to hurt you, God can turn around in your favor. God loves justice, and he is your advocate because you're a miracle. And I'm your friend, Paul Marcoulet.